It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Roseburg Schools with an event coming up on Monday. Tatum Stepman. Boy, I like this part where I mistyped her name on my notes, so then I mispronounced it, even though it clearly says Tatum Stepman. All right, from the RPS, the Primary Literacy Support and Early Learning Facilitator. Hopefully I'll do better. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So talk about this event Monday at Rose School.
Yeah, we're just hoping to have some families and their little kiddos, age 2 to 4, come and just immerse in some books and some fun. So.
And why is it happening?
So our district was awarded a CLSD, or the Comprehensive Literacy State Development Grant, and we've been giving funds to just increase and better prepare our kiddos coming into school, as well as enhancing our literacy instruction K-12.
Now, is that becoming, I mean, with all the technology, all the things out there, all the devices, all of that, is that becoming more of an issue for younger kids?
Yeah, you know, we're learning more and more. When technology came out, we thought, oh man, like, how awesome is this? It will enhance learning for us. And what we've come to find is that with the little kids, it's a one-way conversation. And so we're missing that volley back and forth that just reading a good old story can provide for us. So we're hoping to give some real simple examples and have some fun with kids getting back to that back and forth.
And is this with an actual book that comes with paper?
Yes, stories. So what we know about reading books is that if you read one story a day, it's really that simple. It increases kids' vocabulary by almost 300,000 words coming into school. And if you read upwards of 5 books a day, kids will come into school knowing 1.4 million more words than their counterparts.
Wow. Now, what about books that are on devices?
You're still not getting that back and forth, Kyle. It's so important. Really, that's why we're calling this event Bringing Stories to Life. It shows kids empathy. It invigorates their brain. All the different components of their brain are firing. It's giving them the language, the inquiry. When you're on a device, they're listening, but they're not having to respond with words.
And some of the devices don't always come with, you know, the pictures and the illustrations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So is this like your role as being this early learning facilitator, is this a newer position?
So I volleyed back and forth because I miss the kiddos. So I find myself in a support role, then back in a classroom to keep myself relevant with what's happening with kids. So this is a new role this year, supporting and specifically with that birth to five in this grant. So I'm excited about the opportunities that are coming.
So that's Monday at Rose. What time?
We have 4:30 to 6 o'clock. There'll be some snacks and drinks, and then everybody leaves with some good stories and books and materials to continue to work with their kiddos.
Now, you're planning to do future events as well?
Yeah, we are hoping to have a winter event sometime in January. Dates will be coming out to be decided, and then a spring event as well. And if we have, a great turnout, we'll see if we can continue to provide more.
And how do people get signed up for this?
Yeah, so the Roseburg School District website has a link with latest news. There's also a link on all of our Roseburg social media. And if all else fails, you can reach out to me at my email and I'll make sure to get back to you.
And if somebody wants to find out more, maybe a parent or grandparent, about all this, but they can't come, what should they do?
Yeah, reach out to me. I have a district email under the teaching and learning component on our website, and I'm happy to have a conversation and get you hooked up to the resources in our community.
All right, Tatum Stepman from Roseburg Schools. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks again, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.